Divine Songs, Attempted in the Easy Language of Children, by Isaac Watts. Copyright 2008 Hail and Fire. This audiobook, a 2008 edition, is provided free by the Hail and Fire Library, www.hailandfire.com, for all non-profit, personal uses and distributions. This audiobook is not licensed for republication in any form without prior written consent from Hail and Fire. However, a URL link to the Hail and Fire Library may be published in order to encourage downloading of this audiobook. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. Matthew 21:16. To Mrs. Sarah, Mrs. Mary and Abney, Mrs. Elizabeth, daughters of Sir Thomas Abney, K.T. and Alderman of London. My dear young friends, whom I am constrained to love and honor by many obligations. It was the generous and condescending friendship of your parents under my weak circumstances of health that brought me to their country seat for the benefit of the air, but it was an instance of most uncommon kindness to supply me there so cheerfully for 2 years of sickness with the richest conveniences of life. Such a favor requires my most affectionate returns of service to themselves, and to all that is dear to them, and mere gratitude demands some solemn and public acknowledgement. But great minds have the true relish and pleasure of doing good, and are content to be unknown. It is such a silent satisfaction Sir Thomas Abney enjoys in the unspeakable blessings of this year, that brought our present king to the throne, and he permits the world to forget that happy turn that was given to the affairs of the kingdom by his wise management in the highest office of the city, whereby the settlement of the crown was so much strengthened in the illustrious family which now possesses it. Oh, may the crown flourish many years on the head of our sovereign, and may his house possess it to the end of time, to secure all religious and civil liberties to the posterity of those who have been so zealous to establish this succession. The fair and lovely character your honored father hath acquired by passing through all the chief offices of the city, and leaving a luster upon them, seems imperfect in his own esteem, without the addition of this title, a succorer and a friend of the ministers of Christ. And in this part of his honor the lady your mother is resolved to have an inborrowed share, and becomes his daily rival. It is to her unwearied tenderness, and many kind offices by night and day, in the more violent seasons of my indisposition, that under God I own my life, and power to write or think. And while I remember those hours, I can't forget the cheerful and ready attendance of her worthy sister, her dear companion and assistant in every good work. Under the influence of two such examples I have also enjoyed the pleasure and conveniency of your younger services, according to the capacity of your years, and that with such a degree of sincere and hearty zeal for my welfare, that you are ready to vie with each other in the kind employment, and assist all you can toward my recovery and usefulness. So that whoever shall reap benefit by any of my labors, it is but a reasonable request that you share with me in their thanks and their prayers. But this is a small part of your praise. If it would not be suspected of flattery, I could tell the world what an acquaintance with Scripture, what a knowledge of religion, what a memory of divine things both in verse and prose is found among you, and what a just and regular account is given of sermons at your age, to awaken all the children that shall read these songs, to furnish their memories and beautify their souls like yours. Point. The honor you have done me in learning by heart so large a number of the hymns I have published, perhaps has been of some use towards these greater improvements, and gives me rich encouragement to offer you this little present. Since I have ventured to shew a part of your early character to the world, I persuade myself you will remember that it must enlarge and brighten daily. Remember what the world will expect from the daughters of Sir Thomas Abney's family, under such an education, such examples, and after such fair and promising blossoms of piety and goodness. Remember what God Himself will expect at your hands, from whose grace you have received plentiful distributions in the beginning of your days. May the blessings of His right hand more enrich you daily, as your capacities and your years increase, and may He add bountifully of the favors of His left hand, riches and honor. May His grace make you so large a return of all the kindness I have received in your family, as may prevail above the fondest hopes of your parents, and even exceed the warmest prayers of your most affectionate monitor and obliged servant in the daily views of a future world. I. Watts. Theobalds. June 18, 1715. Preface. To all that are concerned in the education of children. My friends, it is an awful and important charge that is committed to you. The wisdom and welfare of the succeeding generation are entrusted with you beforehand, and depend much on your conduct. The seeds of misery or happiness in this world, and that to come, are oftentimes sown very early, and therefore would ever make and use to give the minds of children a relish for virtue and religion, ought in the first place to be proposed to you. Verse was at first designed for the service of God, though it hath been wretchedly abused, since the ancients among the Jews and the heathens taught their children and disciples the precepts of morality and worship in verse. The children of Israel were commanded to learn the words of the Song of Moses, Deuteronomy 31:19 and 30. And we are directed in the New Testament, not only to sing with grace in the heart, but to teach and admonish one another by hymns and songs, Ephesians 5:19. And there are these four advantages in it. 1. There is a greater delight in the very learning of truths and duties this way. There is something so amusing and entertaining in rhymes and meter, that will incline children to make this part of their business a diversion. And you may turn their very duty into a reward, by giving them the privilege of learning one of these songs every week, if they fulfill the business of the week well, and promising them the book itself, when they have learned 10 or 20 songs out of it. 2. What is learned in verse is longer retained in memory, and sooner recollected. The like sounds and the like number of syllables exceedingly assist the remembrance. And it may often happen that the end of a song running in the mind may be an effectual means to keep off some temptation, or to incline to some duty, when a word of scripture is not upon the thoughts. 3. This will be a constant furniture for the minds of children, that they may have something to think upon when alone, and sing over to themselves. This may sometimes give their thoughts a divine turn, and raise a young meditation. Thus they will not be forced to seek relief for an emptiness of mind out of the loose and dangerous sonnets of the age. 4. These divine songs may be a pleasant and proper matter for their daily or weekly worship, to sing one in the family at such time as the parents or governors shall appoint, and therefore I have confined the verse to the most usual psalm tunes. The greatest part of this little book was composed several years ago, at the request of a friend, who has been long engaged in the work of catechizing a very great number of children of all kinds, and with abundant skill and success. So that you will find here nothing that savors of a party the children of high and low degree, of the Church of England or dissenters, baptized in infancy or not, may all join together in these songs. And as I have endeavored to sink the language to the level of a child's understanding, and yet to keep it, if possible, above contempt, so I have designed to profit all, if possible, and offend none. I hope the more general the sense is, these composures may be of the more universal use and service. I have added at the end an attempt or two of sonnets on moral subjects for children, with an air of pleasantry, to provoke some fitter pen to write a little book of them. My talent doth not lie that way, and a man on the borders of the grave has other work. Besides, if I had health or leisure to lay out this way, it should be employed in finishing the sums which I have so long promised the world. May the Almighty God make you faithful in this important work of education. May He succeed your cares with His abundant graces, that the rising generation of Great Britain may be a glory amongst the nations, a pattern to the Christian world, and a blessing to the earth. Divine Songs for Children. Psalm 1. A general song of praise to God. How glorious is our heavenly King, who reigns above the sky. How shall a child presume to sing His dreadful majesty? How great His power is none can tell, nor think how large His grace. Not men below, nor saints that dwell on high before His face. Not angels that stand round the Lord can search His secret will. But they perform His heavenly word, and sing His praises still. Then let me join this holy train, and my first offerings bring. The eternal God will not disdain to hear an infant sing. My heart resolves, my tongue obeys, and angels shall rejoice to hear their mighty Maker's praise sound from a feeble voice. Psalm 2. Praise for creation and providence. I sing the almighty power of God, that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord, that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with His word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how Thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn mine eye, if I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky. There's not a plant or flower below but makes Thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow my order from Thy throne. Creatures as numerous as they be are subject to Thy care. There's not a place where we can flee, but God is present there. In heaven He shines with beams of love, with wrath in hell beneath. 'Tis on His earth I stand or move, and 'tis His air I breathe. His hand is my perpetual guard, He keeps me with His eye. Why should I then forget the Lord who is forever my? Psalm 3. Praise to God for our redemption. Blessed be the wisdom and the power, the justice and the grace, that joined in counsel to restore and save our ruined race. Our Father ate forbidden fruit, and from His glory fell. And we, His children, thus were brought to death, and near to hell. Blessed be the Lord, that sent His Son to take our flesh and blood. He, for our lives gave up His own, to make our peace with God. He honored all His Father's laws, which we have disobeyed. He bore our sins upon the cross, and our full ransom paid. Behold Him rising from the grave. Behold Him raised on high. He pleads His merits there to save transgressors doomed to die. There on a glorious throne He reigns, and by His power divine redeems us from the slavish chains of Satan and of sin. Thence shall the Lord to judgment come, and with a sovereign voice shall call and break up every tomb, while waking saints rejoice. Oh, may I then with joy appear before the judge's face, and, with the blessed assembly there, sing His redeeming grace. Psalm 4. Praise for mercy spiritual and temporal. Whenever I take my walks abroad, how many poor I see. What shall I render to my God for all His gifts to me? Not more than others I deserve, yet God hath given me more. For I have food, while others starve, or beg from door to door. How many children in the street half naked I behold. While I am clothed from head to feet, and covered from the cold. While some poor wretches scarce can tell where they may lay their head, I have a home wherein to dwell, and rest upon my bed. While others early learn to swear, and curse, and lie, and steal, Lord, I am taught Thy name to fear, and do Thy holy will. Are these thy favors, day by day to me above the rest? Then let me love thee more than they, and try to serve thee best. Psalm 5.
Praise for birth and education in a Christian land. Great God, to thee my voice I raise, to thee my youngest hours belong. I would begin my life with praise, till growing years improve the song. 'Tis to thy sovereign grace I owe, that I was born on British ground, where streams of heavenly mercy flow, and words of sweet salvation sound. I would not change my native land for rich Peru, with all her gold a nobler prize lies in my hand than East or Western Indies hold. How do I pity those that dwell where ignorance and darkness reigns? They know no heaven, they fear no hell, those endless joys, those endless pains. Thy glorious promises, O Lord, kindle my hope and my desire. While all the preachers of thy word warn me to escape eternal fire, thy praise shall still employ my breath, since thou hast marked my way to heaven. Nor will I run the road to death, and waste the blessings thou hast given. Psalm 6.
Praise for the gospel. Lord, I ascribe it to thy grace, and not to chance, as others do, that I was born of Christian race, and not a heathen, or a Jew. What would the ancient Jewish kings, and Jewish prophets once have given, could they have heard these glorious things, which Christ revealed, and brought from heaven? How glad the heathens would have been, that worship idols, wood, and stone, if they the book of God had seen, or Jesus and his gospel known. Then, if the gospel I refuse, how shall I e'er lift up mine eyes? For all the Gentiles and the Jews against me will in judgment rise.
Psalm 7.
The excellency of the Bible. Great God, with wonder and with praise, on all thy works I look. But still thy wisdom, power and grace shine brighter in thy book. The stars that in their courses roll, have much instruction given. But thy good word informs my soul, how I may climb to heaven. The fields provide me food, and show the goodness of the Lord. But fruits of life and glory grow in thy most holy word. Here are my choicest treasures hid, here my best comfort lies. Here my desires are satisfied, and hence my hopes arise. Lord, make me understand thy law, show what my faults have been. And from thy gospel let me draw pardon for all my sin. Here would I learn how Christ has died to save my soul from hell. Not all the books on earth beside such heavenly wonders tell. Then let me love my Bible more, and take a fresh delight my day to read these wonders over, and meditate by night. Psalm 8.
Praise to God for learning to read. The praises of my tongue I offer to the Lord, that I was taught, and learned so young to read his holy word. That I am taught to know the danger I was in, by nature and by practice to a wretched slave to sin.
That I am led to see I can do nothing well. And whither shall a sinner flee, to save himself from hell? Dear Lord, this book of thine informs me where to go for grace to pardon all my sin, and make me holy too. Here I can read and learn how Christ the Son of God did undertake our great concern. Our ransom cost his blood. And now he reigns above, he sends his spirit down, to show the wonders of his love, and make his gospel known. O may that spirit teach, and make my heart receive those truths which all thy servants preach, and all thy saints believe. Then shall I praise the Lord in a more cheerful strain, that I was taught to read his word, and have not learnt in vain.
Psalm 9.
Be all-seeing God. Almighty God, thy piercing eye strikes through the shades of night, and our most secret actions lie all open to thy sight. There's not a sin that we commit, nor wicked word we say, but in thy dreadful book 'tis written against the judgment day. And must the crimes that I have done be read and published there, be all exposed before the sun, while men and angels hear?
Lord, at thy feet ashamed I lie, upward I dare not look. Pardon my sins, before I die, and blot them from thy book. Remember all the dying pains that my Redeemer felt, and let his blood wash out my stains, and answer for my guilt. Oh, may I now forever fear to indulge a sinful thought, since the great God can see, and hear, and writes down every fault. Psalm 10.
Solemn thoughts of God and death. There is a God that reigns above, Lord of the heavens, and earth, and seas. I fear his wrath, I ask his love, and with my lips I sing his praise. There is a law which he has writ, to teach us all what we must do. My soul, to his commands submit, for they are holy, just and true. There is a gospel of rich grace, whence sinners all their comfort draw. Lord, I repent, and seek thy face, for I have often broke thy law. There is an hour, when I must die, nor do I know how soon 'twill come. A 1,000 children young, as I are called by death to hear their doom. Let me improve the hours I have before the day of grace is fled. There's no repentance in the grave, no pardons afforded to the dead. Just as a tree cut down, that fell to north, or southward, there it lies, so man departs to heaven or hell, fixed in the state wherein he dies. Psalm 11. Heaven and hell. There is beyond the sky a heaven of joy and love, and holy children, when they die, go to that world above. There is a dreadful hell, and everlasting pains, there sinners must with devils dwell in darkness, fire, and chains. Can such a wretch as I escape this cursed end? And may I hope, whene'er I die, I shall to heaven ascend. Then will I read and pray, while I have life and breath, lest I should be cut off today, and sent to eternal death. Psalm 12. The advantages of early religion. Happy is the child whose youngest years receive instruction well, who hates the sinner's path, and fears the road that leads to hell. When we devote our youth to God, 'tis pleasing in his eyes. A flower, when offered in the bud, is no vain sacrifice. 'Tis easier work, if we begin to fear the Lord betimes, while sinners that grow old in sin are hardened in their crimes. 'Twill save us from 1,000 snares to mind religion young. Grace will preserve our following years and make our virtue strong. To thee, Almighty God, to thee, our childhood we resign. 'Twill please us to look back and see that our whole lives were thine. Let the sweet work of prayer and praise employ my youngest breath. Thus I'm prepared for longer days, or fit for early death. Psalm 13. The danger of delay. Why should I say, 'tis yet too soon to seek for heaven or think of death? A flower may fade before 'tis noon, and I this day may lose my breath. If this rebellious heart of mine despise the gracious calls of heaven, I may be hardened in my sin, and never have repentance given. What, if the Lord grow rough, and swear, while I refuse to read and pray, that he'll refuse to lend an ear to all my groans another day? What, if his dreadful anger burn, while I refuse his afforded grace, and all his love to fury turn, and strike me dead upon the place? 'Tis dangerous to provoke a God. His power and vengeance none can tell when. Stroke of his almighty rod shall send young sinners quick to hell. Then 'twill forever be in vain to cry for pardon or for grace, to wish I had my time again, or hope to see my Maker's face. Psalm 14. Examples of early piety. What blessed examples do I find writ in the word of truth, of children that began to mind religion in their youth. Jesus, who reigns above the sky, and keeps the world in awe, was once a child as young as I, and kept his father's law. At 12 years old he talked with men, the Jews all wondering stand, yet he obeyed his mother then, and came at her command. Children a sweet hosanna sung,
and blessed their Savior's name. They gave him honor with their tongue, while scribes and priests blaspheme. Samuel the child was weaned, and brought to wait upon the Lord. Young Timothy betimes was taught to know his holy word. Then why should I so long delay what others learn so soon? I would not pass another day without this work begun. Psalm 15. Against lying. Oh, 'tis a lovely thing for youth to walk betimes in wisdom's way. To fear a lie, to speak the truth, that we may trust to all they say. But liars we can never trust, though they should speak the thing that's true, and he that does one fault at first, and lies to hide it, makes it too. Have we not known, nor heard, nor read, how God abhors deceit and wrong? How Ananias was struck dead catched with a lie upon his tongue. So did his wife Sapphira die, when she came in, and grew so bold as to confirm that wicked lie that just before her husband told. The Lord delights in them that speak the words of truth, but every liar must have his portion in the lake that burns with brimstone and with fire. Then let me always watch my lips, lest I be struck to death and hell, since God a book of reckoning keeps for every lie that children tell. Psalm 16.
Against quarreling and fighting. Let dogs delight to bark and bite, for God has made them so. Let bears and leon growl and fight, for 'tis their nature too. But, children, you should never let such angry passions rise. Your little hands were never made to tear each other's eyes. Let love through all your actions run, and all your words be mild. Live like the blessed Virgin's son, that sweet and lovely child. His soul was gentle as a lamb. And as his stature grew, he grew in favor both with man and God his Father too. Now, Lord of all, he reigns above and from his heavenly throne. He sees what children dwell in love, and marks them for his own.